You want to see it?
Yeah, you do.
Me too.
I'm very hot.
Get out of the way.
Terry, stop sliding this picture.
Okay. Load this up real quick. We'll go ahead and call the Common Council meeting to order. It is April 13th, 2021 at 6:02 p.m. Let's stand and say the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Weigold, absent. Varga.
Here.
Riffitt.
Here.
Crowder.
Here.
Romano.
Present.
In front of you are the minutes from our last meeting on March 23rd. Were there any changes or corrections? Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jennifer, seconded by Jenny. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. Three. It is unanimous of those present. Next up is the swearing in of our new police chief, Gary Parrott. Gary, if you and family members want to come up, they can stand behind you. There you go. I can? Sure. I want to congratulate Gary and thank his family for being here. Happy to have him on board as our new police chief. As you know, Chief Leatherman decided to step down, and we're thankful to have Gary at the helm. Gary was the least tenured officer when I took over as mayor, and now you're what, fourth or fifth?
Fifth.
So, and as you know, Gary has been the deputy chief for a while now, and really happy for him to step into that role. As you know, Gary's pretty well known around the city, and he brings that leadership style with him. So, glad to have you on board. Next up, we have the swearing in of a new firefighter, Zach Gardner. Come on up. This is your last chance, buddy.
Okay. I, Zachary Gardner, swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States.
I swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the State of Indiana.
The Constitution of the State of Indiana.
And that I will faithfully and impartially.
And that I will faithfully and impartially.
Discharge my duties.
Discharge my duties.
As a member of the as a Columbia City firefighter.
As a Columbia City firefighter.
Of the city of Columbia City.
Of the city of Columbia City.
According to the law.
According to the law.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
I've been squatting.
Chief, do you have anything, do you want to say anything?
Well, I would like to say that Zach really was probably one of the strongest candidates we've had in a long time. Took our physical agility test and set a new course record on it.
Nice.
So with that, I think we have really stepped up a bar for people to try to beat. So Zach, thank you, and why don't you and your family go out and go out for dinner and celebrate.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Glad to have you on board. Thank you for being here. With that, I'm going to deviate a little bit here and let Gary give his report so he can go with his family.
You would think.
All right. Update on police projects. Training building, which is the old concession stand / locker room at the old high school. That's been cleaned out, done some painting in there, and it's almost ready to start doing some training. I'd like to thank Mike and Terry. They've helped out a lot while I was on vacation. Mike got the water all turned on. Terry made some repairs in my absence, so that was great. Appreciate that. Officer Branicky and Officer Baker have graduated from the Indiana Law Enforcement Academy and returned back to full duty status on April the 8th. So we gained two, but we lost two because we sent two more down. So Officer DeBus and Officer Madison went to the Indiana Law Enforcement Academy on April the 12th. So got some returned on the 8th, sent two more down on the 12th, but that being said, we'll be in full staff, knock on wood, once they graduate. I believe it's in June, so we'll be full staff then, so that's great. Officer Porter was in a motor vehicle crash in his personal vehicle and is recovering well. He's actually been in a couple times, so that's good. Good to see him. So Calhoun had a hand injury. He'll be back to full duty status at the end of the month. The transition between Sergeant Weatherman has been pretty seamless. So I've had a good time for that. It's been pretty good, so that's really all I got for the police department. Dispatch projects, did a 911 text to 911 upgrade this week, which was yesterday. So that all went good, no issues there. Shane and Amy also had an easy transition. Shane is settling in well. Amy helped them along. Shane Caudill is our new dispatch supervisor, for you that may not know. Shift leads have also been put in place, and they will take effect on April 24th. So they're dispatch shift leads, so it's kind of like a sergeant as opposed to. Also, I'd like to thank the mayor. I'm excited and honored to have this chance to lead these departments, and I look forward to it.
Questions of Chief Perrin. Good, Ted? Great. Thank you. You were dismissed, sir.
Thank you. I kind of wanted the family to hear these guys just say nothing to report.
Nothing to report.
They say, Mike said to me, you can tell he's a new guy.
Oh, I got a list.
They don't try to bail them out. So.
All right,
well,
thank you.
Thank you. Next up is Ordinance 2021-7. Do I have a motion to read by title only?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jennifer, seconded by Jenny. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. Please read Ordinance 2021-7 on third reading by title only. Sorry, that's the first.
Ordinance 2021-7, an ordinance of the City Council of the City of Columbia City, Indiana, annexing certain territory to the City of Columbia City, Indiana, placing the same within the corporate boundaries thereof, and making the same a part of the City of Columbia City.
So as you remember, this is the third reading, and this incorporates the fiscal plan into the annexation in and of itself. We have publicized this. I don't believe we've gotten any written responses at this point. Marcia, you have anything else to say?
No, I think you mentioned that the fiscal plan was attached for that. So if you have any questions on that, please ask.
Questions on the fiscal plan? Okay. With that, can I have a motion to approve Ordinance 2021-7 on third and final reading?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jennifer, seconded by Walt. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. Next up is Ordinance 2021-8. Do I have a motion to read by title only?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jenny, seconded by Walt. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. Please read Ordinance 2021-8 by title only.
Ordinance 2021-8, an ordinance amending Chapter 32, Administrative Departments and Boards, of Title 3 of the Code of Ordinances of the City of Indiana.
You remember this is the second reading of this ordinance, and this adjusts the Housing Authority membership ordinance to reflect the state statutes on the Housing Authority. So, any questions regarding this? Hearing none, could I have a motion to approve Ordinance 2021-8 on second and final reading?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jenny, seconded by Jennifer. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. Thank you. Department head reports. Chip.
We're doing a grand opening for Oki Alley May 7th. So mark your calendar. We have not set a time, so I'll let you know on that. We had a meeting today, since Mark's not here, for the high school property. Widenings are coming in within the next 2 weeks to kind of sculpt out where the amphitheater will go. So hopefully after that we'll get some grass planted and make it look a little prettier than it is. Other than that, got nothing.
Questions of Chip?
I had a couple of questions. Is Oki Alley actually finished at this point?
No, it is not. So it's going to be a couple late afternoons and early evenings, but it's 98%.
What is left unfinished, just so she's aware?
We have some bike racks. We ordered 4 bike racks, so they've got to go in, and we need some plants, some plantings in those front and back, and then needs good cleaning, and I just received tables, bought little bistro tables, so they can be placed in there. So
okay.
I would say within the next 2 weeks or 2 weeks.
I was actually in the alley today and found that there were a lot of broken planters.
Already?
Yeah, I don't
all
know.
Over in there, and there were pieces, I think, of a neighboring building in there.
I got the building out the other day, either this morning or whatnot. Yeah, the roof of the building came off and landed in there.
Yeah, I took some pictures. I'll send to you. I was a little concerned that it didn't either look finished or it looked kind of
trashy.
Yeah,
it needs a good spring cleaning. And somehow we had rampant vandalism with the terracotta pot, so it must have been fun to break them this winter.
Yeah.
Not good.
Anything else? No, that's all.
Thank you.
Oh, I do have one more question about that.
Yeah.
If someone is wanting to do an event in that alley, who is the responsible entity to request that from?
We are not reserving it.
Okay.
First come, first serve.
So if you just show up and you want to have something in there, you can do it.
Yep.
Okay, great.
And I think part of that is IHCDA regulations. I think we got to be careful about the actual reserving and all that kind of stuff because it was paid for with public dollars.
Okay.
We did have a birthday, what was it, a couple, 3 or 4 weeks ago?
Yeah, a couple weeks ago there was a birthday party that was put in there. And
okay.
So,
yeah.
Good. Any other questions for Chip? Thank you. Thomas.
Walt, myself, Kyle Francis, and Kyle Walters went to Springfield, Ohio. Was it last week or the week before?
Week before.
Went and looked at a training facility. As I had said in my my retreat packet and my retreat report, I really would like to see us pursue a training facility for firefighters in this community and in our community. So we did go over and check one out in Springfield. It was pretty awesome, actually. We'll be compiling a bunch of information for you guys. I know Walt has set us up in a committee to research some other things that the mayor has us going on. So hopefully we compile all this information and bring it back to you soon. 105, I've been reporting that the engine was blown and we were getting that replaced. Brad did get it done. It came back and is functioning perfectly. I shouldn't say that because every time I say something like that, something bad happens. So knock on wood, it continues. It has a little bit of power steering noise on it, but hopefully that's just a few air bubbles in the line and they'll work out and things are good. So, Morsha's, I have not as Morsha's, but Mike has came to me and told me that on Van Buren Street between Madison and Peabody, they had some issues with the mains on the north side of the road. So they're going to be abandoning that set of mains, and that leaves us with the mains on the south side of the road, which is actually better for us because it's a 12-inch main versus the 6-inch on the north side. The only issue that we had, and the reason we hadn't used it, there's two reasons we had not used it. Number one, we didn't want to, if we used the line on the north side for structure fires on the north side, we didn't have to plug up both lanes of travel. But we probably should start using the 12-inch anyway, but we're going to be forced to now that he's abandoning the 6. The only other problem was that Morsha's, if you remember, right in front of the big Morsha's Builders Mart painted building, you'll see a fence that they have a cutout around the hydrant, and it's in very close proximity. We had not been using that hydrant. One of the reasons was because we can't get our hoses in that cutout area and hooked to the hydrant. So I spoke with Mike. I took it upon myself, just went down and talked to him and said, hey, here's the scoop. That thing's like really close to there. If we have something, especially in your property, it's going to prevent us from laying a line from it into your property. It's been like that for years and years. Nobody paid attention because we always had the hydrants on the north side. They looked at it and went, yeah, I can see that's a problem. So just going down there and just being kind and talking to them, they are going to move their fence back away from that hydrant so that we can attach hoses and utilize that hydrant to its fullest potential. So just wanted to report that went very well. And my phone that I had my notes on, closed down on me. Air packs, I had reported they're in. We did not open up our department from the COVID shutdown until April 1st, so we've been working with our volunteers to learn those air packs. Very similar to our old ones, but there are some differences in the new air packs versus the old that you do not want to put a guy where you can't see the hand in front of your face in an air pack that they're unfamiliar with and have something bad happen. So we've been making sure that we go through all of our volunteers, train them on these new air packs, and some of them, there's a few differences that you've got to know how it works or you'll get in trouble. So we want to make sure that we do our due diligence to make sure everybody is trained efficiently on these things before we put them in a bad scenario. So hoping to have those in service end of April, 1st of May. That's my goal that I set upon myself and my department. Hopefully we can adhere to that. I think we're well underway of making that goal happen. So just thought I'd report on those.
Questions at Tom?
You're welcome.
Thank you. Mike?
Our two new employees are getting along great. Our newest one started last week while I was on vacation. He's been doing a fantastic job the last couple days. He's been running our service truck. He has experience running overhead cranes, so our service truck is probably simple for him to figure out. So that's nice. He doesn't do this, and he can do it already within his first week, so that's great. Yeah, very pleased with both of them. We've got our new pump for Gateway, and we had some issues out there today trying to get it wired up. So I spent my afternoon out there trying to help the guys get that taken care of. I think we had that ironed out, so I'll have that hooked up and pump in tomorrow morning. The rains that we had over the weekend, we had some issues at the Ellsworth lift station, which is a brand new one for the long-term patrol project. I had a guy down there for a couple hours, and he run through and done a lot of testing and stuff like that and figured out some issues that it was having. And I addressed those this morning with the engineers, so they're supposed to contact S&K Equipment, and they'll be coming back up to address those issues, and then I'll have two of my staff there at the same time. They figure out same way along with Main Street. We found out there, since we actually had some big rain events and the amount of water that actually comes through that station now, that the controller is correct on what it does. It just has a few little tweaks that needs to be changed. So we've been in contact with Gaspo, and they're going to come in and make those changes. Hopefully that'll help out. We started our mowing for the year, paving for the end of the project. Over by the Fire Museum, they have the HMA base in. Once they finish there, they will move down to Ellsworth, Site 16, and then we'll pave our drives there, and then hopefully along the roadway will be taken care of, and they also have the road back to the tennis courts. Got some paving to do, and then an alley that was brought to my attention down by Kreider's. I need to go down and meet with them tomorrow and look at that. They've had said they had some damage from trucks, so I need to look at that and see if we can, once they pave along there, they can just make a little, get that taken care of. pretty much it right now, so unless you have questions.
Questions of Mike. Thank you. Kelly.
Well, I didn't see any snow in the forecast, so we took our last salt box out.
Uh-oh. I was going to say, it's still April.
But, you know, last year I was looking at some pictures the other day, and we had snow on the ground on the 18th of April last year.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, I sent in a report, and I really don't have anything to add to that. We are loading. The last thing I put in my report was we're loading mulch out on Saturday. One of our on-call guys will be back to the back of the park, so if anybody needs any leaf mulch from 9 to noon, that's it.
Questions, Kelly?
The only thing, oh, go ahead.
I was just wondering how much leaf mulch is left at this point.
I'd say there's probably half of what there was there.
Okay.
I mean, there's quite a bit still back there, so shouldn't be a problem for a couple hours anyway, I think. Maybe three, I don't know. Mm-hmm.
The only thing I was going to say, Saturday's going to be mass chaos. It's opening day for baseball, softball, and soccer there at the park.
Cool. So soccer will be back behind the bridge there, I'm assuming, so hopefully with everybody segmented spots, hopefully it won't be as big of an issue, but it could, very well could be. Okay, thank you. Other questions? Thank you. Mike Schroeder.
The only thing I got to add to my report is that we are switching the houses on Van Buren Street from the north side to the south side. And we've got two done and should have the third done tomorrow. A lot of it is we have to be careful of not hitting anything because we're born underneath the road. Mm-hmm. Also, Thursday, I think we're going to be fixing a leak up at the old high school.
Okay.
On a line. And the park department asked me if I'd put a tap in there for that one. What's that building? Was it?
It used to be the weight room.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Run out. So they could add water to that. We'll just, what we'll do is we'll probably tap it and then just run it over to the edge of the asphalt, put a shut off, and whenever they decide to go further, they can, it'll be there.
Okay. Question to Mike. Thank you. Terry.
The only thing I think I forgot to put in my report was the fact that Sean had SDS put a new card reader door out at the MSF. So they finished that installation yesterday and started doing setup on the reader today. So not a location where you'd be able to use a card to get in.
Question to Terry. Thank you. Marcia?
Nothing.
RC?
Nothing.
A couple things for your information. Today's redevelopment commission was a little
I didn't want to touch it.
Challenging, if you will. But Teresa Ladd submitted her letter of resignation for watching over the facade grant program or doing the review of that or whatever the specifically, however the specific title is for what she was doing. And so the Redevelopment Commission is going to be kind of looking at how to do that in the future, I guess, something to that effect. The Do you want to touch on LML, just to kind of give people a heads up?
We're two phases into the LML injection of chemical. The third phase is going to start April 27th. They're having some issues, just the chemical getting down in and binding up before it gets down in, but they're working through it. So probably be here for two more weeks at the end of April.
We held a US 30 planning meeting on Monday, and I thought that went pretty well. We are revising, Jennifer's part of that as well, Chip is as well. So we are revising the planning concept document. So I assume that will be done probably within the next 2 or 3 months, I'm guessing. So I don't know if there's that much else. There is a Rosie and I are still kind of trying to figure out what the stimulus Biden plan money can be used for. So you have a webinar tomorrow, right, to learn more about that. As I've said, State Board of Accounts has sent out multiple changes and additions and all that stuff. So everyone's really just skittish about using those dollars because we don't have clarity yet. Hopefully we'll get a little bit more clarity because the State Board of Accounts putting that on. So hopefully that will be clear. And so I've continued to hold Mark off on the Park Barn until we get clarity on that. I know that Rosie's came up with some numbers as to what kind of losses we had in 2020 versus 2019. So again, we're still working on it. We'll get some information on that and kind of go from there. I think that's got a couple of ribbon cuttings coming up, I guess, things like that. But yeah, good stuff happening. Walt?
No, sir.
Jennifer?
Week before last, Sergeant Leatherman and Chief Parrott and I met and discussed briefly some of the concerns about parking and parking on grass and curbs and all of that stuff. And there's apparently a lot of pictures of different things that we need to look at. And so we will be meeting in the very near future as the ordinance committee to try to figure out how to tackle that. The rough thing is, though, it's kind of a giant monster.
Yes.
So.
Yes, it is.
So we're kind of scratching our heads a little bit about how we will handle it, but it's being discussed. So.
Well, good. I also know, as I understand, Dan has been talking with Nathan as well, so I don't know how much that is involved in there.
We talked a little bit about that, but mostly we were just looking through the different. There's so many layers to the problem that it's going to probably take a while to figure out how to address it.
Sure. Absolutely. I totally agree with you on that. Totally agree. Okay. Thank you. Jenny?
I have nothing.
Tad?
Nothing.
Okay. Thank you. We have no audience and we have no press, so we will call the meeting adjourned. Thank you.